Next
question is Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D, Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S, 6/19/55. He was seen on the 16th. This is a 67-year-old gentleman who lives alone with history of coronary artery disease, stent placement, COPD. He's very thin. He's very weak. He is no longer able to move around his one-room shack. Because of shortness of breath, period. He has a history of pancreatitis, muscle weakness, severe weakness. He was hit by a car in his driveway a few months ago. Because of that, he's no longer able to go out. He's in pain because of recent MBA. He's also short of breath. And because of his end-stage heart disease, he was told he needs further stenting, but is refusing to go back to the hospital to be evaluated. Social, lives alone. He does drink alcohol. He does smoke from time to time. He has three children. He's single. He's not interested in quitting drinking or smoking. Surgery, bowel obstruction, appendectomy, family history, gulps. Mom died of gallbladder disease and died during surgery. Dad died of heart disease. Allergy, none. Medications includes nebulizer treatment with albuterol, aspirin, Lipitor, Plavix, iron, Neurontin, hydralazine, Tylenol number 3, Isradiol, Robaxin, Metoprolol, Naloxone, Procardia, nitroglycerin, Protonix, Flomax, and Ranexa, R-A-N-E-X-A. COVID immunization is up to date. On exam, we find Mr. Briggs to be a very thin 67-year-old gentleman with shortness of breath. At one time, he did have an oxygen, but he has refused to use it, so it's been taken away. At one time, he was on hospice, but he was discontinued since he ended up in the hospital after his accident. That was mentioned, period. In the paragraph, patient is definitely in need of hospice care. He has no interest in going back to the hospital. He has no interest in getting further treatment for his coronary artery disease. He appears short of breath. He definitely could use oxygen. We need to get his O2 sats, both with at rest and walking. He definitely needs his nebulizer treatment, which is not working, and medications for his nebulizer. His blood pressure needs to be better evaluated and controlled, which requires hospice nurse to do so. Period. Patient also is weak. COPD, next time is pancreatitis, next time is pain related to his chronic pancreatitis, next time is history of MBA a few months ago, we left him with contusions and fractures, which is stable at this time, next time is bedbound, next time is high risk of fall, put down homebound, next time is high risk of fall, next time his patient hasn't driven for years, next time is not able to leave the house, next time we'll need the hospice to care for a patient at home, regarding above mentioned issues and concerns. And let's put his vital signs down. I don't think I did an exam. Vital signs is 170 over 95. Pulse is 100. Respiration is 22. Heart pulse is 1 pulse is 2. Lungs, coarse breath sounds, ronchi, abdomen, soft but thin, neurological, non-focal. Skin shows no rash. Neck shows positive JVD. Also at the bottom, put down under assessment, put down cardiac cachexia. His cardiac cachexia is most likely related to his end-stage heart disease, which, once again, he no longer wants to be evaluated. Patient's medications need to be refilled, and patient blood pressure needs to be better evaluated on a regular basis. Patient in need of home health. No, he needs of nursing, hospice nursing care and aides to care for a patient at home. Also, we'll ask social services to see patient regarding regarding 4 to 6 hour provider services. Thank you.